services, Lavazzi and Boop1.co.uk present the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast, episode 296. I'm Adam and I am your servant. And here's Debbie Melrose.
All we can do is marvel at the creatures taking our place.
You didn't do your radio calls. Curry Bartlett Sloan.
I think we better get out of here before they send us the bill.
And Larry Mang.
A very different doctor then.
Very good.
Right. So,
Tea.
Deb's drinking tea out of a Lion King mug. Star wants to come in. And she's going to be yipping at the door unless someone lets her in. And as you're nominated as you're the closest.
Door open.
And I'd have
she's
to climb.
There.
Oh, she's in through the other door as well. You have to get there. I'd have to climb over you physically to actually get to her. And I don't think you'd appreciate that. Here she is. She'll only ask to come out, to leave the room in a minute when it comes to it. Right, this week we'll be looking at Power of the Daleks. But first of all, Mary couldn't be bothered to be on the show last week. So we're just going to do a recap on the 10th Planet, Mary. What did you think?
Liked it very much. I liked it the last time I saw it.
Oh dear, oh, and there's no need to get petulant.
No, one of my cats just knocked over one of my tall
plants.
That's
right, blame the cat.
I liked it. What else do I want? Should I say?
Well, that's great. That's where we were at.
Yeah, no, I didn't know whether you'd like it or not, but I suppose when you like something, you don't sort of have much more to say about it.
Yeah, that's it. It was good.
So what did you think about the Hartnell era as a sort of summary?
It was very interesting and educational to go through the whole Hartnell era, to see, you know, the evolution of, you know, both his arterial sclerosis affecting his performance and how they worked their way around it. And yet what an amazing actor he really was, that he could do, you know, drama and comedy, and I have a lot more respect for him as an actor watching, you know, a whole era of his Doctor Who.
Yeah, he did make a lot of errors too, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Bing.
All right, let's look at Power of the Daleks. No, Power of the Daleks. Now, I've got the photo novel from the BBC website.
Oh.
I thought it'd be easier to do that.
I never thought of that. Why didn't you post that on the...
Well, I watched several versions of it, and the last episode I found was narrated by...
I didn't get that one.
What's her name? The lady who plays Polly.
If you go to Daily Motion and just look up Loose Cannon, and then you can find Power.
Yeah, I've got two different versions of it, both of which were the audiobook.
And the only thing I found...
Narrated by...
Yeah, who was it narrated by? Wasn't it Annika Wills?
Yes. This is the last episode I saw with the pictures and what footage they had was her describing it basically as if you were...
That was
brilliant.
That
it was brilliantly
audible,
done.
Audio version,
I like the way she rushed really quickly through some sentences to get it in before the dialogue.
Yeah, I mean, the one, what I found annoying, I watched the second or third episodes on this computer via the online version of Daily Motion, and every few minutes it would keep playing an advert.
The guy who had a surgery on his eyes.
And I was getting angry in there, and a Star came in and went beep beep beep, and I went shut up, and Deb said, don't you dare talk to Star like that. Apologise now. It's a bloody dog.
And you said you wore the trousers.
No, I don't wear the trousers. She just likes to think she wears the trousers. Anyway, Power of the Daleks. This actual photo, I was flicked through a few of these pictures, and you don't get these on the reconstruction.
No.
So this is actually quite good, Debbie. Mm-hmm. If you want to look at the photo novel, it's www.bbc.co.uk/doctor-who/classic/photo-novels/power/... Well, it's just power, and then you'll get episode one. So if you go to that one, yeah? So
do
you
want to recap?
No, that's the actual file. So it's...
What, are you incapable of posting that on...
Oh, for Christ's sake, Kirby, I'm busy! Oh, no, somebody at the door. Is that my parcel? Whoa, Deb, grab the post. It could be my parcel. Right, yeah, okay. I can't post for people who can't join the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast Facebook group, which you can join. They need these links, Kirby. For goodness sake. T-shirt.
I'll put them there.
I wonder if that's a T-shirt I've got. I've got my ticket, by the way.
Hey!
The convention. It says there are certain restrictions to going to the convention. If you're tall and you have very dark hair that's done and look like a ballet bun, you're not allowed to go.
Well, I'm going to Brighton Comic Con
in
June. I'm taking it's my nephew's birthday treat. He's 15, and I don't really see him very often. He's going to train up to Southampton from Exeter, and I'm going to go down. You've got Sylvester McCoy's going to be there, a few others, and we're mainly going for Chris Barry because it's his favourite person. So I'm taking
you
him.
You can get quite uncomfortable. With
I know,
that.
I know.
You have to sit quite close.
I'm sorry.
Can't just sit back and drink your tea. You have to be actually quite close to the microphone. Wrong mouse.
It's not a comfortable.
Right, I have posted the link for the page on the 20 megabyte page. A bit past
there
now.
There you go.
But anybody wants to listen to the podcast after we've recorded it, for one reason or another, pick it up. Right then, so Power of the Daleks. The actual photo novel pictures start quite good. You actually get the end of the regeneration. So that's quite good, isn't it?
It was brilliant. Yeah, that is brilliant. I wish I'd thought about it.
Lots and lots of pictures. Especially these ones. These aren't on the... They could have used these on the reconstruction.
They did.
Not all of them.
The one that I saw had that image.
Yeah.
There were a lot of pictures used in one of the reconstructions I had that were not used in the other one.
Listen, I'll see what this T-shirt is. Oh, I know what it is.
Maninda.
It's my, yeah, me.
Our illustrious sponsor.
Yeah, he was talking about funds because they haven't arrived yet.
Oh.
this is my Wham T-shirt.
From our sponsor, a free something? That
yeah.
No, Wham it's t-shirt. A Wham T-shirt.
Yeah, so it's Choose Life. It's all...
Yeah. You're going to an 80s evening.
What makes you think that? Right. Yeah, so Ben and Polly are a little bit confused by what's happened to the Doctor.
Understandably.
Yeah. I like the way...
doesn't quite trust what's going on.
No, he doesn't.
Whereas Polly seems
quite
to...
Long,
Polly just accepts it, doesn't she?
That's the point
she?
I was going to make, that the fact she's far
Polly,
more trusting.
I've just written Polly knows it's the Doctor.
Yeah.
Well, Polly uses deduction, you know. She says nobody came in.
And saw the physical
same
change.
Same clothes.
Same clothes. Of course, they don't look the same.
No. There's a little bit of post-regenerative angst. Now, is he wearing the cloak there?
Yes, he is.
But his costume underneath has changed, which is quite interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And the ring
fell off his finger, yeah.
And my other quote was going to be, I'd like to see a butterfly fit into a chrysalis after its chrysalis case after it spreads its
wings. You like that one, do you?
Yeah, I did like that one.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Cause that was brilliant. This is your ring, put your ring on. Yeah.
I thought it was going to be unique. All we can do is marvel at the creatures who are taking our place, but no!
Oh, by the way, I had the podcast on in the car the other day, and... I mean, you've been on a few shows, I mean, and I get put in these situations where I occasionally have to say, shut up, Kirby.
Yeah.
It is necessary sometimes just to keep the show going. there's no offence meant in it.
No, because we love Kirby.
Well, but...
Yeah, Tom said to me the other day, you're all quite rude to each other, aren't you? And so there's a lot of Doctor Who love involved.
Moving on. So I thought if I was that rude, Kirby wouldn't be on the show. He wouldn't have done, unless he's just completely mad. He'd done about 230 episodes of the show.
Has anyone seen the TV show Vicious?
Yes, I love Vicious. That,
yes.
That's a good example.
Well, that's us, you know. Yeah. We're just extremely rude to one another, but we love each other.
We love each other.
I really love that show.
If we were very thick, we'd be viscous.
I don't want to wreck Adam's microphone.
Just for the record, shut up, Kirby, for God's sake. Right. No, but Vicious is...
T nearly went everywhere.
I mean, you can't go what's wrong with Rich Fisher. And Derek Jacobi and...
Viscous.
Derek Jacobi and Ian McKellen.
Ian McKellen.
The two lead roles. It's just a superb show.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so anyway, I'll move back to Doctor Who. Yeah, so the Doctor looks in the mirror and brilliantly gets
that
to see...
That is brilliant. So,
William
Hartnell
looking back at him for a couple of seconds. Yes, and he has a little iPad there, you know.
They took that.
Looks like an iPad, didn't it?
That was a special publicity still that they made just for that regeneration.
Yes, they did. Yes. So he immediately picks up a recorder from.
This
is particularly good for the show because Isabella is quite an accomplished recorder player. She has actually got Well, look, there's around the corner.
Didn't she play the recorder for us a long time ago?
Yeah, but that's what she wasn't as accomplished then. Around the corner in the other room, you'll see her her qualifications. She's got a grade one recorder. Was it grade two? I can't remember. Anyway, she's a musician.
I got to she grade six if she wants to duet. Well,
that's really cool. Can you still play them?
Yes, I can.
She picked up a tenor. Is it a tenor recorder? And the notes are slightly differently arranged, and she was able to play it fairly
quickly.
I like
the bass instruments because I played the double bass to grade eight. So,
She's. I gave her the sheet music to Danny Boy to see if she could play it straight away. She's fairly good for one, just reading it and playing it. So she's going to be...
I'm one of those horrible people that picks up an instrument and can play it.
Yeah, that's
you're one of those old people who can watch Doctor Who once and know everything about it.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm on record now for saying Debbie's going to win the quiz.
Yeah, wait.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when she's currently studying for her next recorder exam. So when she's done that, she'll be learning a few pieces.
Well, we could pick some of the music off of here.
That's what I bloody well said. Yeah. She's going to be learning a few specific pieces for the show. I know that the Second Doctor does play Danny Boy somewhere along the line.
I could write down the one he's playing in the cell, if you like.
Yeah, wait, she's done her exam.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, no, but it'll take me that long to write it down properly.
She's she's a recorder player. She's, as I say, it's quite.
And it's brilliant.
And if you, it'd be great. I've got a recorder, have you?
I've got a recorder, and I've got a clarinet, and I've got a didgeridoo.
I bet you have.
And I've got a mouth organ.
Yes, okay. Then we'll get into situation later on in the year. you two can learn a piece together.
That'd be good.
A Doctor Who related
Christmas special.
No, not going to wait that long. I'm too impatient. Yeah, so the Doctor immediately plays a recorder and finds his 500 year diary.
Yeah.
Yes.
You mean that's not going to be a question?
Shut up. Anyway, so, and then
they landed on Vulcan.
Spock hasn't
been born yet. I was a bit worried that they'd run into Spock the Vulcans.
This is before. Oh, this is after.
No, this is 2 months after. Yeah. Although apparently, both shows came up with the name separately. They didn't have spies with each other.
Well, they wouldn't have, would they?
No, it did feel like that. It didn't feel any way sort of, we've heard this name in Star Trek or something. It just, it was just.
Well, that's because it seems like Star Trek is in a completely different era.
You can't get to the next picture, can you do that one? No. So I'm clicking on the larger version of the image.
It doesn't let you scroll across, no.
Yeah, so the Doctor wears his very tall hat as he steps onto the surface of the planet.
I hope this is the last time we see that hat. It's kind of silly.
Yeah, it looks like one of those Japanese hats that some of these, the monks wear. The really
Boy George
tall
would
like
that hat.
Yeah, probably would.
I think Boy George would be well impressed with that one.
That was me. I've got wooden heels on my shoes.
Yeah, so... the Doctor sort of nearly meets a chap before the bloke gets shot dead.
I'm the I thought that was brilliant. I love the way he's reading. I thought it was brilliant the way he was just wandering through reading, because I used to walk through town reading and just dodging people, and it did make me feel like that when people would be like, oh, there's that nutter reading a book.
Mm. So the Doctor...
poor Polly breathes in the fumes.
Yeah, she gets knocked out. A couple of blokes turn up, one of which
Quinn and
is
Bragan. It's Quinn.
You can see Bragan.
No, it's Marcus Scarman.
Yeah, yes. That's the quote I was going to do for a laugh. I was going to die. I bring Sutex. Gift
yes.
Guest
yes. It was last night before I realized, he looked familiar. It was last night when I was doing research that I finally discovered that's who he was.
Yeah, so the Doctor's unconscious as well.
Brilliant face.
All the crew cart the Doctor back to, what do you call it, base? Or
the city. They call it the city. The inner and outer bits of the city. I couldn't work out if he was Lesterton or Lesterson because people kept changing it.
That's wrong. That's
It says Lesterton there, and on a couple of the recons it said Lesterton, and then on another couple it said Lesterson, so I just wrote Stun instead.
I think it is.
on the side of caution, Lesterson. I thought it was, because they say it, and her name's Janley.
Does anyone have the novel? That would be the problem.
No, but I've ordered it. I order the book every time we've done one. I try and get the book. Oh, shut up!
Just to closing credits have it as Lesterson. So
Well, I'll go with the closing credit version.
Except these are reconstructed credits. They're not the real credits. Therefore, they're whoever does the reconstruction.
Oh, that's interesting.
Comes up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The doctor takes on the guise of the examiner.
I've got this badge.
Earth examiner. obviously, in hindsight, Bragan knew all along that he wasn't, but had to go along with it. But this chap here, the governor.
Pencil.
I'm sure he was in the third Doctor story with the strange sort of aliens that they used in Caesar Doom, just painted them a different colour. What was that one?
I can't remember that. I know the one you mean.
He played the pompous.
I don't know if he is.
I think it is. You know. You know what? What's the bloody story called?
Kirby.
No, it wasn't called Kirby.
I don't know.
So the master was in it. There was a spaceship that landed on Axons. It was the Claws of.
Oh no! Rock. Yes, he was in Claws of Axons.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're correct.
We all get there just at the same time.
He's Horatio Chin.
Yes.
I was thinking of claws.
You're correct.
And then I got distracted by that weird claw thing in the pod or capsule that was a surprisingly big capsule after the initial episode.
It's a TARDIS.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
definitely felt that way.
Now, I got the feeling with the fact that the Daleks were, you know, powered by static electricity, these are Daleks going back a bit in time, the Daleks we may have met.
Yes,
between.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So these are like, this in their timeline would have happened just after or in between the first and second stories that we saw.
Yes, I believe this is the last time we have any static electricity mentioned for Daleks.
Yeah, is that your stomach?
That's my stomach, yeah.
Do you not have breakfast?
No.
Do you want a biscuit?
No, I haven't
had breakfast yet either.
Neither have I.
Oh, yes. I was going to say.
I just got up.
The doctor is brought in, really, to look
now,
at this.
Master.
Oh, good grief.
Master.
There are six of these episodes.
This is the first story that starts the of the Daleks naming convention.
Yes, it is. Yes, because it's the first Dalek story that's actually had a full title to it, rather than individual episodic titles. Mm. He's not talking now because he knows I'm right.
He's checking.
Yes, I know. I realise that.
No, Ben's having a drink.
Well, it's like a recorder.
Is it?
Ben's playing the recorder.
Oh my god!
And that's something I didn't notice.
I thought he was having a drink. Oh, okay.
That is a recorder.
Yeah, it's a recorder. Yeah, it's a recorder. Yeah. They got their natty new outfits on.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. In spin-off media, it's later revealed that this time travel capsule was sent to this location by the Eighth Doctor after ejecting it from a Thal ship in the spin-off novel War of the Daleks.
Oh. I need to be a bit closer to the microphone.
Sorry.
It's like having Isabella in the room.
Sorry.
Get close to the microphone. Right, yes.
I can't help sitting up straight.
So the Doctor, Ben and Polly, have a quick sneaky peek in this.
Oh, I love that, Ben. Polly, come and meet the Daleks.
Yeah.
His voice was amazing.
I had the impression at some points while watching this that Ben and Polly knew absolutely everything about the Daleks and knew how dangerous they were, and yet this is really the only time they meet them.
Yeah, but the thing is, the Doctor might have told
exactly
them.
Exactly, that's the way.
We haven't seen like little 25-minute snippets,
but it did feel like that. It felt like they'd never heard of a Dalek at the beginning, and then by the end, Polly's some kind of expert on it.
What I'm saying, but we're seeing like a few days compacted into
that's
a short
true.
Story.
So he's probably had
off camera. You would expect that they would have asked questions. So I haven't got a problem with that. Kirby aspect. Kirby
sort of refers to how the Doctor is always talking about them.
Yeah.
So they've heard of them before, but they've never met them.
Mm.
I thought that was an actual Dalek, and then they referred to it as a claw.
I think it was a Dalek.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a Dalek. Yeah.
They didn't realise that it was actually
a Dalek.
It's
like, it's a claw, it's a claw. Like, no, it's a Dalek.
So that's how episode one ends, with the look and the little Dalek creature sliding around the floor. So at this point, obviously, the Doctor realises that they're in a bit of trouble because...
there's a live Dalek.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. How much I really like this story, but I suppose to say that.
My first line of part two, Dalek scuttles away.
Right. So, it's not long before we see that Bragan's a bit of a schemer.
Oh, just slightly.
Mm. Everybody in this story is.
Look, they call him Lester Sun in that bit. Did you see Lester, that? Yeah, Lester yeah. Sun, the second one. Look, Lester Sun. See, they can't work
Lester
it out.
Stun. Oh, I don't know. Doesn't matter.
When my book arrives, I will find out.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, moving on. So the Doctor warns them, obviously, that they don't really want to be meddling around with these Daleks, but Lester Stunton won't listen, otherwise, and if he did listen, there wouldn't be much of a story to tell, would there?
Lester to listen.
Shut up. I know that's part of the story, but wait a minute.
Well, I like the fact Polly does it.
Yeah. Polly is sort of she's a 25-year-old woman playing a 17-year-old woman,
yes,
really.
And yeah.
She's very sort of immature.
And all the way through this second episode, where is the third Dalek?
I'm going to get to meet her at the Doctor Who.
Oh, I know.
Those kind of Dimensions convention, hopefully. She's very nice. And I've seen her being interviewed via various other Doctor Who fans on various other things. She's quite accommodating. So I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, so... The Doctor basically spends quite a lot of time sort of trying to find a way of making them believe his story, but they just won't have it.
But Polly and Ben do refer to the fact that he's quite vague about his warnings at the beginning.
I suppose so.
Yeah, because he's just saying, it's all wrong, but he doesn't come up with any sort of major reason for them to go, oh, hang on.
Yeah. So anyway, Lester Stun attaches loads of wires to them to basically run some tests on them and manages to get some of them to operate eyes and move arms and whatever. At this point, of course, Janley, you don't realise she's a baddie in it until a bit later on. That's quite good.
Poor old Resno.
Yeah, Resno.
It's looking at me.
Yeah.
It's looking at me.
And it's very good, obviously. It's just a simple shot on it with a crop circle.
I like the fact that we know he's dead, but she's like, oh, no, he's knocked out. And I was there going, he can't be knocked out. That's a Dalek.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't knock you out.
Yeah. Whoops, bopped you on the head.
So was he? Oh, yeah, is he videoing here?
Yes.
It's quite cool, isn't it? He looks more like a film camera.
That's Resno. Yeah, Resno's filming the
So he didn't get... Oh, he's not been shot at this point,
not
has
yet.
He? That's right. So is that when they shoot him, when he starts filming them? Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So Resno gets done in just for doing what I do, which is basically operating a movie camera. So I'm just clicking through some pictures here. There's lots of instances in the story where, of course, they take the Dalek's gun off. All the Daleks now have their guns taken off after that particular
incident. I am your servant.
It's a shame none of them said... they said, do you want some liquid?
Have you finished your liquid? Would you care for some tea?
Yeah.
I like the bit further along where... where the Doctor says to Brager, can you stop it shooting at me?
So the three Daleks go around, and obviously there's more of them, but they obviously later on in the story, so we must not allow them to see more than three of us at a time.
Yeah.
Which, of course, so they must have only had three for the thing, because they did that shot.
The bit where they go round.
It's the same Daleks going round. But yeah.
They've got a few, because there's that sort of group scene of them all shouting at each other.
Of course, Lessington is very excited because he thinks he's found a way of doing lots of mining and loads of other jobs using the Daleks. Save manpower. So he's really excited by this. The Daleks seem to know the Doctor, which is quite interesting.
Yes, they do recognise him, don't they? Yeah. Mm.
They probably run across one of his later incarnations.
Might have done. Mm. I don't know when they would have done that, though, but... Yeah,
they do know him across space and time, don't they? Yeah,
there's a sort of like a telepathic link, maybe. I don't know, because there's the future stories.
Well, it's not the first time that they've recognised him.
But there are other times when they haven't recognised him as well.
The Doctor is tearing his quarters apart. I like that.
Yeah. So there's lots of little GoPro, doesn't it?
It does look like it's that sensor thing that he has.
That sensor thing.
He calls it something in a bit.
Like a little transistor radio. It does take a bit of time for Lesterson to realise that powering up these Daleks is actually not a good thing. That short circuit generator looks like it's broken there a bit.
Because it is short circuit generator.
They did make a mistake with the Dalek design. If it was supposed to be the Dalek set between the Daleks and Invasion of Earth, because the Invasion of Earth didn't have these panels on them, because those panels are there to substitute static electricity.
Yes.
You see, so that was a bit of a boob. Wasn't it, Kirby?
Yes.
Oh, dear. Yeah, so moving on. So I'm just trying to pick up the story from these pictures. It's much easier to do it this way than normal.
I wish you had posted the link to this like a week ago.
Oh,
it would have been so much easier.
They're available on the BBC website. Just look for them.
I forgot. they're also, this particular one is available at the link that I just posted, because you only posted a link to just all the photo novels. I posted it. The link to specifically Power of the Daleks.
We don't need that. You can go. I'm going to keep calm. What if the listeners would like to look at the other reconstructed episodes?
They click back at the very top of the page where it says photo novels. There's an obvious link.
Okay. I noticed that. Oh, yeah, Highlanders is on here. That's good then. I'll be watching the reconstruction, and I'll then, before we record, I'll look through this novel. I might do both, in fact.
How can I do that and
do questions as well? I don't think I can do that. So, I beg your pardon? No, I can't. Yeah, Polly gets
I'll do questions.
Kidnapped. No. Polly gets kidnapped.
Knocked out.
Yeah, so that's so she can go on holiday for a week.
Yep.
Daleks, meanwhile... continue to scheme, and the Doctor is quite scared of them. You notice he's very sort of anxious whenever he's having to sort of speak to them or anything.
Well, yes, you don't want to deal with them, do you? Yeah. You know, and he's always trying to remember why as well through this one, because he's still regenerating technically. You know,
he's settled into his character quite quickly, though, isn't he? But yeah, so I'm just
if you think about it, we will get our power.
Yeah,
just like with. Now I'll actually talk about this when it's time to talk about.
Okay.
The story.
So yeah, so basically we see the Dalek conveyor belt. Lesterson watches it, doesn't he, in horror?
Where's that at the end of episode three?
I don't know, but...
We're in episode four at the moment,
but it's just... I don't know if anybody would in real life would really just... Obviously, the Doctor knows of the Daleks. He has actually told them that they would just point-blank refuse to pay any attention to the advice, even though Bragan obviously knows that he's not the examiner. But there you go.
And this is a particularly scheming, manipulative bunch of Daleks, boy.
Mm. It's at the end of episode four.
Have you finished your liquid?
I love there's a couple of instances where the Daleks nearly sort of go Dalek-y and then they stop themselves.
You are my master.
Meanwhile, the governor's off sorting out some little battle somewhere, isn't he? Which is when Bragan he basically promotes himself, doesn't he? Because he was in charge of, because he went up two levels.
Yeah,
Bragan,
Quinn was deputy governor.
Yeah.
And Bragan was head of security.
He sort of ousted Quinn, didn't he? Mm-hmm. Did he kill him?
No, he's in prison.
He's in prison. Yeah.
Remember he was in prison?
I've only watched this once. Can you have a word with him? Mary, help. You're nearer.
You've watched it more than once. You watched it when you went through all these earlier.
No, Mary, just nip across and give him a clout around the head. there's a point in which because at the end of this episode, when Lesterson realises that the Daleks are, everything the Doctor said they were, he suddenly starts going a bit bonkers.
He goes completely bonkers.
They have a great idea of putting the Daleks' guns back in and trying to operate them remotely.
Oh yes,
surely it would have been easier not to put the gun back in the Dalek and just operate
it. I don't understand that,
which is what the Doctor did in first story of the last series, series 9.
Magician's Apprentice.
He sort of just had the gun.
Was
going to look like he was going to shoot Davros, baby Davros.
Davros.
Shot the hands instead. So by this point, Janley is quite a scheming and manipulative baddie. She's with the rebels.
Rebel scum.
The Doctor's in prison as well.
Yep.
He's trying to find a special tone that will open up the lock.
Quinn just thinks he's going bonkers.
The recorder won't play that note, so he thinks that.
So fairly soon, we'll actually get a sonic screwdriver, won't we? asked for that.
Yeah, so like I say, at the end of episode four, Lesterson goes to his lab and spies on this Dalek conveyor belt manufacturing factory thing, which is really cool. And
see them reaching in and taking out the, you know, the gooey lumps.
It does say in the description that it's green, but it's black and white.
What do they call it? They call it large green mass out of glass globe. Yeah.
It does do the mad manic face really, really well. The actor who played Lesterson.
Lesterson went completely bonkers. Yes, and then he got driven more bonkers by the fact that he wasn't bonkers, but Janney and Bragan insist that he's bonkers.
Yeah. And Janney again, he just won't have it. You know, they're just ridiculously stupid. I quite like the fact that they go back to using the iris opening and closing thing on the Dalek eye, because that is quite an effective thing to bring life to these characters. Polly comes back from a holiday.
Yes,
so
looking
and
lovely.
Ben gets knocked out, so he can go on holiday.
He goes home for a holiday. Ben's stashed somewhere.
So the doctor does eventually get out of his little cell, and Lesterson then sort of just got completely freaked out by Daleks. Yeah, there's a shot of Lesterson looking straight into a Dalek eye, looking really scared.
You got Polly's trying to persuade Velma that it's all, you know,
that was
the
quite
Daleks.
Good.
So, and then she dares to say the word Janley, and that's it. He doesn't listen to her very much after that, because he loves Janley.
He's in love with Janley. I understand. He's quite a good looking
soft
bird.
Soft on her.
Yeah. And that's what's quite good about this. Quite a good looking bird there that they've cast in a baddie role, which works really, really well. Where to get up to? Oh, yeah, this Dalek. What's he carrying here? Look.
He's got the wires. He's moving the wire out the way.
So they can have power outside the laboratory.
And they're trying to complete the circuit so they can switch from borrowing power from the... Because you sort of forget about that, and then in the last episode or two, they remind you that they're actually draining the power from the city rather than using anything of their own.
So meanwhile, the governor returns... ready to be sort of overturned and mutinized by...
Oh, yes, mutinized.
By Bragan. Doesn't he get killed as well?
Yeah, now Bragan orders the Dalek to kill him after he's let him sit down in his chair again.
And the Dalek's been looking forward to this opportunity.
Yeah.
We don't see that in the reconstruction. They sort of use other means to demonstrate the death of...
They do ask, you know, why do human beings kill other human beings?
Yeah, that's a really good
concept that doesn't occur to the Daleks.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Until later on, when we have multiple factions of Daleks who,
they kill off the inferior versions.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Then we have the cardboard cutout Daleks. There's all the all the Daleks.
The bit
come
when
out.
They're on the merry-go-round's brilliant as well.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Daleks conquer and destroy. A lot of these missing actual bits of
destroy.
Footage were saved because they were shown on Blue Peter as little clips. So that's quite interesting in itself. It's a shame Blue Peter couldn't have shown a few more clips of it and saved a bit more of it. But
I like the way Janley runs in a minute, goes, "We won! The revolution's over!"
Yeah. Am I to understand that all of Blue Peter was rescued, that there's no missing Blue Peter?
No, there's no missing Blue Peter.
No, there
as
isn't.
Far
as far,
no.
And as far
why,
as we know.
Why did they survive?
Why did they survive?
Idea. But tell you what, right, this actor here, he looks like my granddad used to when I was very young. My
Bragan.
Granddad looked like that.
Yeah.
I don't know how I remember him looking. And there was another actor that looked like my granddad as well. I don't know who he was. Right, so, who's this chap?
Velma, that's Velma.
He looks quite familiar. I've seen him in other things, but I don't know what other things I've seen him. He's just got one of those familiar faces. Oh, look, the doctor's attacking somebody.
Badly.
Yeah. So, yeah, Ben's back.
Ben just looks really puzzled all the way through this story.
I love
this
little, this small monitor they use for Skyping the people that on
the... And look, webcam, look, see?
Yeah,
there you
it's
go.
Really, really cool the way they've done that.
That's a good picture.
It is.
I'll find that one.
So, yeah. So, I mean, the Daleks are on episode 6, are on full onslaught. And the only real way that they could, because they had to think of a way of killing them all off quickly, was to go back to the method they used in the Daleks, which is, you know, cutting off the power supply. It wouldn't work in any other Dalek story.
No.
Really.
Not in, no.
Yeah, it does. If they'd only taken these panels off and... But, of course, they're not going to think that people are going to watch an episode or story 3 years previous to this and not, you know, to be able to remember that.
Exactly.
The links,
I am certain that there were people paying attention to that sort of thing.
Yeah, but they wouldn't have been repeats. in those days. So,
right, right, yeah.
You know, it's not as easy to spot as things are now.
Yeah. Because you can go back and compare and go, hang on a minute.
Relying.
Totally. But I forgot to mention that the Daleks have their orders to go and kill all the humans. So they sort of do that, but apart from the ones...
Are they Bender?
What?
Debbie gets it.
They do kill all the humans, apart from the ones that have to stay in Doctor Who.
Yeah.
For a bit longer, so it's quite...
Yeah, they kill pretty much everybody.
We watch a lot of Futurama.
We do, yeah, Futurama's big in our house. I don't mind Isla watching that.
Yeah, good grief. Yeah, so...
Well, then again, she likes Guardians of the Galaxy and Ghostbusters. So
literally, everybody gets done in apart from...
Massacre.
Yeah, apart from...
important people.
Velma.
Yes. Velma, Quinn, Quagan.
Yeah, all the goodies.
And you also get told that everybody in the outer city is okay as well.
Because
so,
the Daleks didn't get that far.
Big blowback from the powers. And Velma just tells the Doctor off. Instead of, thank you for saving us, it's going to take months to fix this mess.
So they sneak off.
Yeah. Hence Kirby's quote.
The Daleks are sort of... destruction is a bit more graphic than it was at the end of the Daleks. At the end of the Daleks, they just went all limp and fell over and got turned over by the you know the thing. But these, they all went a bit foamy and blew up and
melted
and stuff, which looked really good on camera.
I like the bit at the end though, because obviously you've just got the images, and then it says then it says that the Ice Stalk follows as if lifts up as the TARDIS dematerializes.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, it says
yes, it does.
Yeah, Ice Stalk lifts as if to watch the TARDIS go, is what she said. So yeah, it was like, I'm sorry.
So that's the power of the Daleks. I'm going to say what I think of this. I thoroughly enjoyed watching this reconstruction. It was engrossing. I actually remember enjoying the audio, actually, but only to see the pictures of it and hear Patrick Troughton in action. Obviously, there's holes in the plot a little bit. There's some silly things. That's a bit daft. But on the whole, this is a fantastic six-part story, which really does fit nicely into a six-part story. I didn't think Oz is going a bit slowly. It was really, really good. And it's thought of very highly, and I know it's probably the story that most Doctor Who fans would like to be recovered. Because it is that good.
Besides Marco Polo.
No, I think this is better than
Marco Polo.
I like Marco Polo, but I think this is better than Marco Polo. Patrick Trout.
He references that in this as well.
He does.
He does at the beginning.
Yes,
well done.
He says Marco Polo was a friend.
And Tom wondered why I went, Marco! And I was across the room at
him. And Patrick Troughton straight into the role.
Oh, amazing. And, just dove in.
Yeah, and just...
He did some... Sometimes he was still sort of portraying the, memories I can't find. Can't find my memories, yeah.
But he... consistency in playing, the way he played the character for the next 3 years are there right from the beginning. It's fantastic. What do you think, Debbie?
I agree. I really enjoyed it. And when I realised it was a 6th episode and it was all going to be reconstruction, I was like, oh my God, I can't deal with this. Hang on, we're about to be interrupted.
Hi, I'm Caitlin Blackwood and you're listening to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
No, basically, I enjoyed it. It fitted really well into 6 episodes because when I first saw that it was going to be 6 episodes, I thought, oh my God, no. six episodes. How am I going to cram this in, with looking after kids, life. And I just thought it was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I watched 2 episodes at a time and I was just ready to keep going because it was just brilliant. But I kept myself to 2 episodes.
I just put this on today. I'll grab the coat.
What, haven't they gone yet?
No, I'm still here.
Well, I will confess I have not seen the last episode.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just say... Everybody dies. In a nutshell, I really, really enjoyed it.
I looked back at who the authors were because I thought maybe we were talking about the Myth Makers or the Massacre, the way this was this is supposed to end.
It was quite interesting to see properly in Doctor Who so many people getting slaughtered by the Daleks. I thought that was great.
There's some nice lingering shots of bodies. Dead.
Star, you stay with me. Stay with me. See you in a bit. Okay.
I'll leave the keys because I'm opening the keys, do I?
No. See you in a bit. It's just us three and Star.
Quick, nick some of his equipment.
Quick, I've got it. Yeah, quick, go. Yeah, oh, I get to play with the Sonic. Yay. Yay! Yeah, I thought Ben's confusion all the way through it was quite interesting, and I really would like to see this properly reconstructed. It was wonderful.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Mary?
It's like you. I got, of course, I didn't limit myself to two. I got hooked, and I watched four in a row because I was just so intrigued with this whole thing. And there's so many subplots, and I love the mischievous cult, the manipulating from the Daleks. They're extremely clever in working the humans around where they want them. Two things struck me, though. One was the title, The Power of the Daleks. You know, you're thinking, oh, they're powerful, oh, they're going to take over the Earth. You know, you're thinking that. No, this is technically and absolutely the power. It could be the power cord of the Daleks.
The power cord of the Daleks,
being powered, you know.
Yeah. We need power.
I thought the title was rather funny.
Or Powering the Daleks, yeah.
Yes, powering up of the Daleks.
Star, I'm not playing. I'm not going to play.
Why not?
The other thing that struck me is how much people hated Colin Baker's introduction as a doctor, being all crazy and confused and rude to his companion. Well, look at how this doctor started out. He was not particularly nice.
Well, he wasn't choking them, though.
Well, throughout this story, he doesn't seem to care very much about what's happening to them.
He just
this
sort of waits
had
for them
a working
to catch
title
up.
Of the destiny of Doctor Who.
Oh. But it's like the Doctor is waiting for them to catch up with his regeneration.
Accommodating them,
yeah.
So I found him to be, casting back, not using the history of the Second Doctor, because we all love the Second Doctor, but just trying to put myself in the mindset of the people who by now loved Hartnell and, you know, his Doctor, probably did not like this Doctor at all till at least the end of the story, maybe not even then because of how strange he is, and like I said, rude to his companions because he never shows that he cares about them very much.
I like that, because coming from sort of starting off with later Doctors, and they're all hyperactive and running about, and then obviously you've got the new Who as well, and they're all just running and frantic, and you know, it did. I fell straight into it because I've not watched many Troughton episodes at all, if any, fully. And I just was sat there.
You're in first.
Yeah, I know. I've been really looking forward to this and not watching ahead or anything because I was just like,
a reconstruction. Yeah. You know. And it kind of puts you off.
I still was absolutely enamoured of just listening to him with the pictures and the images as well, because I was just like, this is a Doctor Who that I can love. And yeah, he's in just this one story, he's gone straight up in my top Doctors. Because he really just is the Doctor and straight away. But I can see what you mean, that with everyone being used to Hartnell and his more sort of gentle pace of wisdom,
right. and his companions came first. You know, he always cared about what happened to them.
Yeah. It was just an interesting new dynamic, and you can see why people wouldn't like it, but also why so many people probably came to Doctor Who who'd probably abandoned it. Like every time there's a new Doctor, people just go, I'm not watching this again, and then by the end, oh, actually, I'm going to watch now, and, you know.
Yeah, but it looks very much like Ben and Polly have been kind of cast aside.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's like, I'm moving on. I don't need you. And then he still cares for them and wants them to be just part of his world again.
And since the companions are basically us, accompanying the Doctor, I'm sure people did not react well to that.
Well, this is why a lot of people complain now about the current companions, because it's all about the companions and the Doctor's just sort of moving the companion story along.
Yeah.
And this was the Doctor moving the story along with the companions going, oh, I can help a bit, but oh dear, I'm vulnerable to being, you know, needing to go on holiday.
and what's going on, Doctor? Why won't you answer?
Yeah, why won't you answer me? Why aren't you, you know, there's a point where the Doctor says, about Polly, you know, when Polly's gone, oh, she's curious, I like that. He's not going to go all out to find her, but eventually he agrees that it's been a bit too long. So he goes with Ben to Bragan's office.
Yeah.
Kirby. What did you think?
I enjoyed this. Unfortunately, I watched a reconstruction that I shouldn't have, because the reconstruction that the first reconstruction I got didn't even have the clips in it. Mm-hmm. So by the time we got to points where I knew that there was a clip and they weren't showing the clips, I'm going, what's going on here? But I stuck through watching that particular reconstruction. Then I started in on a second reconstruction late last night and discovered that I should have watched a different one.
Yeah.
I did this the correct way. I watched an episode a night.
for
the past week. And it was very, very good. I wasn't sure how I was going to deal with one of these bureaucratic stories. I don't particularly like stories where you've got governors and political maneuvering like that. But it's pretty good. Also, years ago, we did a story. I don't remember who recommended it. It may have been Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
Recommended a redoing of The Power of the Daleks that we watched. It was a...
I remember that.
I wish I had seen this one first.
Oh, yeah.
Because
there were several different versions all over the place, and I was just picking where I could find the right episode for a while, and then I was
In this case, it was done. It was a modern day version with just this random guy. I don't know who he was.
It was a
fan made version with the blessings of the BBC at the time, because I believe they made it before. It was possibly made before the show came back. I'm not sure.
Mm.
I know it's been pulled off of YouTube since then.
It was fairly tedious. I don't remember enjoying it.
Yeah.
We're talking about the fan-made version.
Oh, no. He's back?
Yes, he is. He came back about 3 minutes ago.
If she just has to go around the corner, why does he have to go with her?
Shut that door.
So Debbie,
yes,
you've never seen any full Second Doctor stories?
Mm-hmm.
You have now?
No, I have now. I'm in for a hell of a treat, because I know about a lot of them. I know about the missing ones and things like that. But I've just never really got off my bottom and gone and found them. But now we've got the tools to do it.
When Enemy of the World and Web of Fear appeared, you weren't with us at that point.
I was not, no.
Oh.
No.
Oh, wow.
No,
because when I joined you, we
were picking through, you know, when we do the picking of the episodes we were going to watch. And
we didn't
have any Troughtons. But I got to see my first ever William Hartnell was the Romans, and it was just...
Well, it's nice in some ways that's happened, because you're going to get to see the Troughton stories in order.
Was it the Romans or was it Planet of the Giants? I think it was Planet of the Giants, yeah, and that has stuck with me as being one of my favourites.
I know we've done The Invasion a long time ago.
Yeah, no, I've not. Since I've been with you guys, we haven't done one.
We may have done The War Games... Or did we?
No, that was a long time ago.
No, I've not. Honestly, I have magic.
What, you don't smell?
No, it's just for some.
And we've done the Mind Robber. I love the Mind Robber. and we obviously did Enemy of the World and Web of Fear right after they came out. And we've done Tomb of the Cybermen, I believe, twice. So.
All right, I'm going to get this button up here.
It was seamless, Adam. It was seamless, when I took over. It was fine.
They might be too loud now.
Now, watch out. Loud. She nicked some of your equipment.
Right. It's time for feedback now. Deb's going to read this. Can you read that? It's very small.
Ah, it's in italics as well. It's from Billy. Hi, Adam. I'm short of time this week, so my FB is in written form.
Facebook.
Usually. No, I called it Facebook the other day, so that's probably how it stuck. Power of the Daleks. First and foremost, I love the thing I loved best about this story was the intro of a new Doctor. I think Patrick Troughton is great due to his child and clan-like manner. His tendency to be a bit of a stress merchant in times of peril, then bringing things under control, I've always found somewhat endearing. I've never been fond of William Hartnell, as mentioned before. For this reason, I particularly enjoyed episode one, as the Doctor's becoming accustomed to his renewal. The fact that Ben and Polly are confused and Ben being sceptical that he is the Doctor, the eccentricity with the recorder and the hat, brilliant stuff. The story itself I enjoyed, although at times it dragged slightly and I thought it could have been done in four episodes. Well, no, all the Troughton physically. Stories I've seen have Ben with companions, Jane meets Zoe and Victoria, so seeing Troughton work with Ben and Polly was great and I thought they worked well together. I found some similarity between the Daleks in this story and Victory of the Daleks is that they first appeared friendly, yet having a scheming, sinister objective underneath only adds to the creepiness and eeriness. I thought the scene in episode 6, I think, of the production line of Daleks and the sound of the mutants being put into the Dalek casing good. I thought it really put a stamp of the fact the Daleks are more than just machines. Did this happen in the chase? I didn't see it. No, wonderful no. to see Bernard, I think it's Bernard Archer, does Bregan and Pamela and Davy as Janney. I always love a female villain in a story,
yes.
which we agreed on. Sorry for the short feedback as I'm away from home this week and on the go, but I wanted to send something to try to convince Mr. Grumpy Pants, Adam Pearson.
Very nice of
that. Despite the fact not many send in feedback, some of us do. But overall, Power of the Daleks is a great story and one I'd love to see in animated versions, seeing that most of it is sadly lost. Great stuff. Cheers, Billy, sent from my iPad.
I don't think you need an when you actually do some research and find the reconstruction, I don't think you need animated versions.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're not difficult to get hold of. But I'm just a bit disappointed. I did go on the Loose Cannon website and you can't... They don't seem to be distributing them anymore. The idea was you'd send them a VHS tape and they put the reconstruction on the tape for you, all for free, and send it back to you.
It's because you can find everything other places.
I don't think they meant it to be that way, though. You know, I'd be happy to send them a DVD, but it'd still be VHS format. So thank you, Billy. Got some more feedback, rather surprisingly.
Well, he hoped to be on, didn't he, Matthew?
Did he?
Good morning, good evening, wherever you may be. It's Matthew in North Alabama. Hopefully I'll be on the podcast with you, but on the event, I'm not going to be able to get myself out of bed at 3:30. I wanted to send you this bit of feedback to talk about one of my favorite Doctor Who stories of all time. Sadly missing from the BBC archives, Power of the Daleks. And I often sit here and wonder what it must have been like for audiences in 1966 to be watching this story for the first time across November and December, and wondering who was this new guy? Because, today we take regenerations for granted. It's part and parcel of Doctor Who's mythos and Doctor Who lore.
Like Richard Grant?
And what it must have been like for them to watch it for the very first time. And that's one of the interesting things about the story, is that for at least its first couple of episodes, even the companions aren't sure if this guy is really the Doctor, perhaps showing some of the audience's unease about it as well. But moving beyond that, I think Power of the Daleks is easily one of the strongest Doctor Who stories of the 1960s. And part of that is that, at its heart, it's really a political thriller, with these two factions vying for control of the Vulcan colony, with the Doctor and the Daleks sort of landing in the middle of it and simply making matters worse by being there. And, as I was talking with Mary a few hours ago when we were recording the next episode of Stories in the Vortex.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, guys, I keep plugging my own podcast.
Well, literally, just hours ago.
That part of what's interesting about the story is the fact that the Daleks really are enablers. And it's sort of the notion that the Daleks being there is really what sets off the powder keg that is the situation on this planet. That simply by virtue of the Daleks being there and willing to be apparently servants to the humans there and eventually fighting with their voices, or fighting alongside them, I should say, that they're the ones who really set the story in motion and really do the powder keg. And what's interesting is the Doctor's running around going, "No, don't do it, don't," and nobody listens to him. So it's like watching a train wreck happening in effect, because we know exactly what's going to happen to them. And, of course, sadly, the story is missing from the archives, which makes it kind of hard to judge on the visuals, though of all the missing stories, this is probably one of the ones where we have the most imagery from, not just surviving clips, but a lot of set photographs and whatnot. But it's a story that I think comes across very well on audio, which is how I've experienced it most of the time. though I've seen, of course, the loose cannon reconstruction, which I'm sure you guys are talking about. But it works surprisingly well. I mean, even those big iconic moments, the cliffhanger for part two, for example, with "I am your servant," is still a highly effective moment, even now with that little bit of 8mm footage that we have. The part five cliffhanger, absolutely fantastic with this Dalek army chatting, annihilate, exterminate, destroy, and Daleks conquer and destroy. And it's an incredible moment. But the performances in this are great as well. The actor playing Lesterson, whose name escapes me at the moment, it's a fantastic performance from him. I think it even comes across in what little visuals that we have. Somebody who's genuinely excited to be doing science and to be, you know, and to be, you know, making new discoveries and how it, you know, could play out and make things better. And, of course, causing the eventual destruction of it. And to a certain extent, I've wondered at times, especially when I listened to it again here recently, if it's perhaps a commentary of sorts on people like Robert Oppenheimer, who worked on the atomic bomb project, who did it kind of for the sake of science and because they felt it was the right thing to do, but then later came to regret the decision.
Did have that feeling, didn't
so you? It's an interesting story from that regards. And, of course, yeah, we have, I think it's Bernard Archer in this as well, playing Bragan. He'll, of course, come back in Pyramids of Mars about 8 years later. In
no!
Performance. But in the end, I think it's sad that it's missing, but I think it's perhaps the best Dalek story of the 1960s. I don't know what you guys think. I'm very interested to hear what you say.
No, I like the chase. No, actually, this is the best
But in the meantime, while it is sadly missing from the BBC archive, I'm very happy to say, and somewhat scared to say, that I will be doing a bit of a stage version of this as part of the events at Concus Cerberus here in Huntsville. So hopefully, if we have some listeners there, you'll have a chance to see a slightly different version of the story being brought to life on the concave stage.
I wonder who's going to play the doctor.
I'll join you guys on the podcast again. Best wishes to everybody. And as always, thanks for all the fish.
Yeah, thank you. And sorry, people were talked over your lovely bit of feedback there, Matthew. And I think on the subject of who was going to play the doctor, it rather depends who's done the casting.
Yes.
More feedback.
Hello to everyone at the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast. This is Patrick from North Hollywood.
Hello, Patrick.
With my feedback, for general feedback, I have not watched Power of the Daleks yet. I plan on watching it. It's part of my on my backlog of going through Classic Who. But I wanted to check in and let you guys know that the shows have been fantastic so far. So it's just general feedback. So other than that, that's pretty much it. Let's see. One thing I can say, I'm getting ready to go to the Gallifrey One convention at the end of the week. Oh. So I'm excited about that. That starts Friday. So it should be interesting. Another cool thing is I was recently selected as one of 20 participants for a special guided tour of the Jet Propulsion Lab, the NASA facility. So they're gonna take us on a private tour of the facility. And we're going to also get to go into the spacecraft assembly section where we have to put on a full anti-contamination suit. Because it's a quote-unquote clean room. And we can't contaminate all the precious spacecraft parts that are going to be going into space. So that's going to be really fun. Should be really fun.
Yeah.
And also, thirdly, I've been working on my own podcast with a couple of friends of mine.
Where have you got that idea from?
That together. And getting that all figured out. It's called The Whovian Report.
Cool. Oh, brilliant.
Probably going to have an episode, first episode coming out in a few weeks.
Excellent.
So I'll keep you guys posted on that.
Please,
but
yeah.
As far as the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast, I'm definitely going to start watching the classic series and joining in on the feedback for them because I have not participated in any classic feedbacks yet. So I'm definitely psyched about that. Definitely have lots to look forward to in this gap. A year of no episodes, but it'll be fun nonetheless. Okay, you guys, have a great week.
Thank you, Patrick. And as far as gap years go, we haven't really got a gap year. We've got so much Doctor Who to watch and talk about, so we're not going to really notice the fact there's only one episode of Doctor Who in 2016. So, but apparently a filming starts in May.
Yes, I've seen that.
And they haven't passed.
No, they're still auditioning. I'll go.
A friend of us, who's a member of the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast Facebook group, is Shannon Lumley, and I think she'd make a perfect companion. She's not an actress or anything; she just would look good. She doesn't listen to the show. She won't even know. I did make a comment.
It'd be quite interesting to have a lead. We've had Rory, but you know, a lead male companion for a while.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, some of the other bit of
banter
with the Doctor. That'd be cool. I like that idea.
Just be friends.
I want a companion from the past.
That would
be good as well, but I don't think that's going to happen either. That would be rather cool. Those are people they could bring back for that, isn't there, really? Somebody like...
I mean the character is from... Not from 21st century.
I thought you meant the past of Doctor Who.
What would that add? It's been a while since we've had a companion like that, and it just... I'm tired of modern day with family baggage companions.
But
wouldn't someone from the past, wouldn't we have to spend several episodes with them kind of catching up to modern... things? We're about to do something similar. Jamie McCrimmon.
Yeah, but Jamie is something that most new Doctor Who fans are not going to be familiar with, so it would probably be all right if they did that. I agree. But I don't mind, as long as they're good.
Yeah, get someone
and
rather,
as long as it's not a Shielder. I wouldn't mind it being River for a season, because I'd love to have Alex Kingston just one little swan song do a whole year, like Catherine
Tate. Well,
there
was Tate that whole did. Hint at it with Nefertiti, wasn't it? Nefertiti.
They did hint at things, but they do that all the time.
I still am disappointed they haven't gotten Carol Ann Ford just to pop her head in for a minute.
Come in for a tea.
We'll see what happens, though. But I mean,
she's been on set. We've seen pictures of her on set.
I think more recently they've sort of brought in actresses that you sort of know, but you would thought, I never think I thought of them for Doctor Who. The same, we go right there back to Rose. Everybody knew who Billy Piper was, more of a singer than an actress, and turns out to be an amazing actress. Didn't know who Freema was.
She just appeared like...
Just had a reputation of being not very good on Crossroads. Anyway, there was a little bit of feedback from Daniel Van Kylenberg. He said, great, as in, they're talking about the podcast. Keep up good work, love the show. And we've got this one from some chap, Nandi Unni. Go on in.
Okay. I didn't get time to record anything due to a church meeting yesterday, so as I sup my morning coffee, here goes. The start of the story is all about Ben and Polly's mistrust of the Doctor, Ben more so. The Doctor is being mischievous. He will not explain what has happened, possibly because nobody actually knows. We do get the quickest return of a previous Doctor as the first Doctor's visage appears in a mirror. It was difficult at times to follow, as it is a reconstruction. I have found the book and audio version to be helpful. We can see Patrick Troughton starting to develop the Doctor's character as this story moves on. He improvises madly at times, such as at the end when he resorts to any control he can find. He gets frustrated when people do not listen to him, but he is hardly convincing.
What about the Brummie accent?
Mm-hmm.
You're missing out on that one, don't you?
I know. I'm not going to do it.
And you're not going to...
He's never going to live that one down. The story is possibly overlong. There is certainly padding in episodes.
No, it isn't.
I know. Episodes 4 and 5 with the rebel thread. This complicated matters as it was not a simple case of goodies and baddies. The few surviving clips are good to see. Lots of the Dalek coming off the production line and then going into battle. At least we have the regeneration, as far as it goes. I guess the regeneration energy effect would be lost in black and white. The few surviving clips are good to see. I've just read that, haven't I?
It's very long.
It is, isn't it? It's huge. I've not worked on a screen
this
year. Of the supporting cast, Breaker was really... It was really a cardboard dictator. Quinn the archetypal Gooden and Lester Sinton playing the Mad Professor beautifully. Janney too was a caricature. This was almost a base under siege by numbers. However, it started a new Doctor, and should it ever return, we'll be able to reevaluate it. Be seeing you.
Thank you, Andy Nunny, MCIPS, MBA.
MBA, yeah.
Let's have a look at the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast Facebook group, which you can join. Sure, and I don't know if there's anything on there. What do you reckon, Debbie?
Hopefully. Patrick, feedback sent. Andy, feedback sent. Matthew Feedback said Billy Dunn.
Don't have feedback as he's off to work.
Aww.
That doesn't happen very often, does it?
Notice my comment there. I believe it's been years since he's missed a story.
Yes, well, don't hold it against him.
No.
Fortunately, we actually had some feedback this week. Billy Kirkbright posted something about Emma Watson being the new Doctor.
No.
It's not going to happen.
No, I agree. Oh, no.
I don't think that's going to happen. She's...
don't you dare.
She's a sort of a Hollywood star, isn't she? Yes. I don't think she...
Someone suggested Benedict Cumberbatch.
That's not going to happen either. No, no. Not a Hollywood star. Which should have happened a few years ago, maybe.
Mm. He was approached, wasn't he? Mm.
I posted a picture of my screen and microphone. And yes, I'm using my microphone this morning, not my phone.
Fascinating.
You've been really good.
Happy birthday to Ben Shoveler.
That's because there's no one on the internet at this time of day.
Well, you told me there's nobody on the internet all the other times you've been chair.
Obviously, there's something was going on.
Your next door neighbors tapped into your bandwidth, haven't they?
It was probably, Fred's boyfriend's Xbox doing updates. It's parked here. So
okay. Well, not much else really. As far
have
as
have we got any
goes.
New members?
No.
Oh, okay. No, that was quick.
So. I'll have a look, but I don't think we have. I think I would have noticed unless somebody sort of. I did promote somebody to admin recently. Are you on admin?
I don't know. Don't think so.
Why not?
I don't know. You've not promoted.
You're a member of the group.
I'm a member of the group, but I'm not admin.
Dear, okay. What's your name again?
Debbie Melrose, not two eyes.
Debbie Melrose. Never ever. Well, I see you're not even coming up. That's not what it says.
No, it doesn't. It used to.
Your dad watched the series yet?
No.
Oh, there you are, look.
I'm now admin. I've gone up in the world.
Why is it not? Oh, there we go. Right, members. Default. Join date. Should say Isabella Pearson. So it's no new members. But so if you want to join and become member number 439, please do so. It's on Facebook, funny enough. Isn't it? The 20 Megabyte
Doctor Who podcast page Facebook on Facebook.
Group, yeah. Now time for this week's edition of You Won't Get This One.
I won't.
I might not.
Yes, you will.
This is going to be very tricky because I've now got to obscure the questions. For
I'll
the
look
person.
Away but turn like that.
Right then. Right then. So, jokers each. Mary, we have the joker situation. If you play your joker, I'll ask the question, Mary. It's very simple, really. Ask the question. If you certainly know the answer, play your joker and you double your points. Yes?
Play my joker.
All get a joker.
Apart from me, you all get a joker.
Oh, that's right. She wasn't here last
time. But there is a twist of the joker, because if you play your joker and you get it wrong, I get the points doubled. It's good, isn't it? Hasn't happened yet. But right then,
if you know the question, you know it, you absolutely
100% sure.
Certain of it, play your joker.
If you don't play your joker, it'll be played automatically on your last question.
Oh, that's new.
That's not where it's a weapon. I'm sorry. Right then. Mary, who do you think's going to win?
Debbie.
Kirby, who do you think's going to win?
Debbie,
who do you think's going to win?
You.
Oh, dear. And I think, of course, that I'm going to play it safe. Not safe, different. I'm going to go for Kirby.
You lose.
Okay, right, the first question goes to Mary. Shut up! God's sake. What was the second Doctor's first decipherable words?
Is this where I say I'll play the Joker?
If you know it, play it.
Okay, I'll play the Joker.
Yep.
It's over.
Yay!
Now, Kirby,
you can no longer play jokers.
Yes, no, of course, told her she knows this.
No, I don't know.
One joker for the whole quiz, but you've done it and done it successfully, so don't take any notice of Kirby. Right then, Kirby, this is your question. What did the Doctor try to do when he found the recorder? Right?
What did the Doctor try to do when he found the recorder?
Hang on.
Play it.
No. Hang on, that's not right.
Doesn't
what?
Sound
no,
right.
That's not the way the question should. I've rephrased the question as it should have been written. What did the doctor look in when he found? When he found the recorder.
A chest.
I'm going to delete that question. It's ridiculous. I don't make sense. I don't know why I was trying to write there.
Doesn't
which
he
one?
Get his point?
No, he doesn't. He's going to get another question. Now, that question, the answer was the diary, so I don't understand that one. Right, then try this one, Kirby.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, it was, yeah. What was the oxygen density on the planet?
172.
Bing!
Debbie.
Yes.
Everyone knows
remember,
that.
The microphone's here, dear.
Yes, I know. I'm not looking. I'm trying not to look.
You still need to speak into it.
I'm
I know you have to contort yourself
turn.
Into an
yes.
awkward angle. what did Ben say he used to live next to?
A brewery.
Sports board.
you should have done your Joker.
That. Didn't you play the Joker?
Yeah.
Well, I forget about it. I'm still not
yeah,
used
I forget
to
about it.
It
too.
Yeah, about
I didn't
it.
Play it till the end last week. Yeah.
Mary?
Yes?
When was the examiner actually due?
Do I get to play the Joker again?
No, you've only had one, Joe. You don't get one. You've played it now, but...
Oh, okay. I didn't know I only got... Okay. Yeah. Do 2 years from now.
Right. Kirby.
Master.
What was... Oh, bloody hell. What
he
was Stencil's
Joker?
Title...
What, the governor?
You didn't play your Joker.
I already dinged that one.
Yeah, he already dinged it.
Oh, I just crossed the Joker out. That was your fault, because he should have played it. It's so obvious, wasn't it?
Right, I'll play one later.
Maybe so. Right, what's your name again? Debbie, that's it.
Yeah, that's me.
What did Hensel think was the reason for the examiner's visit?
Ooh.
Very quiet all of a sudden. I'll play a jingle.
Yes. Worth it. Was it to look at the capsule? See, I might not win.
Yes. See, right. I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Oh, good. Wondered when I was going to get some points. The answer was the rebels. The rebel groups.
Rebel scum.
Yes. Right, the score update then is... In joint last place with 2 points each, it's me and Debbie. In second place with 4 points, it's Kirby. And then the lead with 6 points, it's Mary.
Yay!
Nice. Next question goes
to the lead while I got it.
Next question goes to Mary.
Yeah?
Where did the doctor think the answers to the mystery could be found?
In the 500-year diary?
I know.
Well. Yes, Kirby?
In the swamp. The Mercury swamp.
Ah.
Right. Debbie. Oh, no. Kirby, sorry.
Master.
All right. How long had the capsule been buried?
Ooh. I don't remember.
Oh, I know.
Oh, good. Hey, go on then, Mary.
200 years.
Yay.
Yes.
So the next question goes to Debbie.
Yes.
How many Daleks were there originally in the capsule?
I know.
Originally, 3.
Okay. Mary, who didn't knock while entering a room?
Oh, Bragan.
Oop, the bell fell off its...
Don't you knock?
No, I don't. Kirby.
Master.
I've lost where I was. Oh, yeah, all right. What exercises the tongue?
Oh, I know, yeah.
Lesterson listening?
No, it's wrong. Go on in. Sorry, that was wrong.
Give him
right.
half, even 1 point, because he got it close.
Get it, all right, 1 point, as Debbie says so.
Mm.
Right, go on. You said no.
It was
Lesterson
Listen.
Oop, dear.
Lesterson Listen.
That's what
listen.
I said.
You said listening.
Yeah, it's wrong.
Oh.
Goodness. Oh.
Right, Debbie.
Yes.
What? Sorry, I'll start again. The doctor had a badge that says what? We didn't really have a badge. We did, actually.
Oh, come on.
No, it didn't say, oh, come on.
Oh, come on. I'm trying to find the exact thing. I called all access.
What?
Something like that.
Is that where you're going to come
well,
up
Well, examiner. What?
Anybody?
Didn't it say access all areas?
That's the correct answer. Right, the scores are in last place, or joint last place, with 5 points
win.
Each. Me and Debbie. In second place with 6 points, it's Kirby. And in the lead, with 10 points, it's Mary. Next question,
wow.
The cat goes to Mary.
Wow.
What did Ben call Bragan? I think Debbie knows this one. She's laughing.
Hello, magic.
No, you didn't say
Whose
that.
Whose question is this?
It's yours.
Yours. Oh, mine?
Yes.
Mary.
What did he call Bragan?
Yeah. What did Ben
remember.
Call Bragan? Oh, good. I'll get a point. Debbie?
No, you haven't asked Debbie.
He calls him Charlie because Fred wouldn't suit him.
Oh, I like that. I missed that.
Yeah, I missed that too.
Kirby. Oh, we've got his pick Deb at the 10 past 12, so he should be right. Kirby. Who did the Dalek first watch?
What's that guy's name? Resno.
Yay!
Debbie.
Yes.
Whose unconscious body did the doctor find in the communications room? Didn't actually have a name, I don't think. But
I don't think he did. The communications officer.
I'll give you that one. I'll give you that on the actual answer. I don't think it'd be too pedantic not to give you the full points of that. Was communications technician? What is it? Radio mechanic, so it's near enough.
Really? I wouldn't give myself points for that. We're being pedantic about other things.
Yeah, you're right. I should give me points.
No,
for
take
that.
Those points away.
No, give her a point.
Right then, next question goes to Mary. Sorry, I couldn't give that one because I gave the answer away. Nobody gets any points for that one. Mary, what's your name again? Mary. There's so many questions, I'm losing where I am on the list. There we go. Why will the Daleks solve all the colony's problems according to the Doctor?
Don't remember what he said.
Anybody?
Because they'll exterminate everyone.
Not quite, no. I was lucky then, it nearly played it off on iTunes. The answer was...
It will end the colony.
Yes, exactly. It's a colony is the key word to that particular answer. I'm just going to lose where I am. All right then, shall I score update? I'll do a lot of... In last place with 6 points, it's Debbie, sorry. In joint second place with 8 points each, it's me and Kirby. And in the lead with 10 points, it's Mary. And there's still two jokers to be played. It's just repeating.
How come you did a score update in a weird place like that?
I'll do it when I bloody well like.
In the middle of the questioning,
Right, and Mary, where
that
did...
That was just her question.
Was it?
That was my question.
I'm sorry. Kirby.
Master.
Where did Lesterson want to apply the Daleks to?
Working in the mines.
Still no joke, is it? Dippy twits, really. Oh, you're one of them.
I keep forgetting.
I'm a twit, too. Thank you.
Oh, sorry, Debbie.
Yes.
Who got promoted to deputy governor?
Can I play my joker?
Yes.
Reagan.
So I can't bring a bell and write down 4 points at the same time. Right. Mary.
Yes.
What was Ben's idea to solve the problem of the Daleks?
I don't know.
Oh, I think I know.
Go on then, Debbie.
Suggest kidnapping Lesterson.
Oh.
Kirby.
Master.
When sodium acts on ethyl alcohol, what is the resulting derivative?
Sodium ethoxide, C2H5ONA.
Yay!
Bonus point.
Lord.
I'll give you a bonus point for that, because that's absolutely spot on.
I got that down too.
It's,
there you go.
It's an obvious one that you're going to pick.
Yes, I wrote it down as well.
It's full of numbers.
Well, then, Debbie.
Yes.
Since there's another
Shut
one.
Shut up, Kirby. I'll knock you back down a point.
Yeah, I've got the other one as well.
Right, Debbie.
Yeah. No, a different one after that.
Shut up! One more word. Right. What did Janley... what did Janley have wrapped up in a cloth?
Wasn't the Dalek gun.
Oh, dear, what's my thing? I'm going... That's better. Score update then in a minute, because they moaned about it doing it after Mary. Mary?
Yes?
Who grabbed Polly from behind in the communication room? Ooh-er.
Oh, Velmar?
Ooh-er.
Kirby?
Master?
All right. How accurate is Lesterson's meteorite forecasting machine?
May I do a joker?
Yes.
70%.
Yay!
Debbie.
Yes.
When I say run, run was first said to who?
To Ben. Run like a rabbit.
Run like a rabbit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so then we can have a score update. Mm-hmm. In last place, with 9 points, it's me.
Yeah.
What?
You got a yay from Kirby.
In third place, with 12 points, it's Mary. In second place, with 15 points, it's Debbie. And in the lead with 17 points, it's Kirby.
No, that's not right.
Yes, it is.
It is right.
Right, next question goes to Mary.
Mm-hmm.
What Dalek poem was recited at the end of episode 3? Probably won't get this one, because it's one of my cryptic thingies. It is part
we
of the
will
script.
Get our power.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
Dalek Chant. I wrote
we
Dalek
will
Chant.
Get our power.
Our power. Yes.
We will get our power.
Right.
That's a
claim.
Okay.
Yes, it is. Through a Dalek, our power. It rhymes. Listen.
Oh!
Cryptic.
It shouldn't rhyme, as English is correctly
we
spoken.
We will get our power.
Next question goes to Kirby.
Master.
What did the Doctor admire about Bragan in episode 4?
I don't know.
Ooh,
I know.
Excellent, I'll get the point. Go on then, Derek.
He likes Bragan's new uniform.
Sarcastically,
oh,
of course.
Right.
Yeah, I'd like a hat like that.
I'd like that hat.
Yeah.
Debbie.
Yep.
Where did the Governor call Bragan from, according to the script?
Perimeter.
Aggravating. Right, Mary.
Yeah?
Where was the rebel meeting to be held?
Oh, I know.
Oh, in Rocket Room P.
Bad luck, Kirby.
See, I was expecting that one.
Were you
really? That was the other one that I was referring to. Back with the H2SO4 stuff.
Okay, right, let's see if you're expecting this one. What was the time according to Ben?
Oh, I know, yeah.
Time? What?
What? Is that my question?
No, it's Kirby's question.
Okay.
What was the time according to Ben, Kirby? It's gone very quiet, isn't it?
I don't know the reference, so well, I guess
you don't
know
the reference. Oh, well. Point to me, then. Go on, Debbie.
I thought you'd pick that one. Time we went home.
Oh.
What's the time? Time we went home. I got pins and needles.
Debbie.
Yes.
What did Velmar fire the Dalek gun at?
2-inch thick tungsten steel or tungsten steel?
Mm.
Or it was Janley.
Not quite what I had in mind. Right. Anybody?
It's 2-inch thick tungsten steel.
Yeah, it's anyway, green of it.
Frank, that's the word I was looking for, but you said it too late.
What?
So, thank you very much.
What was the word? That.
He wanted
screen.
The word screen.
Because it said in the script, fired it at the screen.
Oh.
Oh, well, pay attention. Right then. So, next question goes to Mary.
Yes.
The screen, where's that? I've lost one. Oh, yeah, right, there they are, Mary. Who did Bragan plan to deal with in time along with the Doctor?
Quinn? Yes.
Kirby.
Master.
How did the Doctor attempt to get the right note to break the cell lock? Should get this one.
Well, there were two ways, but mainly with his recorder.
Mm-hmm. No, no.
Yeah, that's
no,
a shame.
No.
Go on then, Kurt Mary.
With a water glass.
Oh. But what about the dog whistle?
Tell him to shut up. Right, Debbie.
Yes.
And Master, I like the fact that after he blows the dog whistle, you hear a dog barking.
Yes, I heard that. Yeah, that was brilliant. Yeah.
So why
I wonder
were
why there was a Dalek?
Yeah, no.
I used both of those as well right. as the
yeah. He Kirby. Did. Yeah, that was Kirby. A brilliant moment.
Kirby,
so shut up.
That was a brilliant moment.
I've got Marianne. Whose question's next?
Mary.
Is it?
No.
No.
No, it's Debbie's.
Oh, is it? Oh.
Right, Debbie's question.
No, Mary got that right. Yeah.
That was Kirby's.
Yeah.
Kirby moaning. Yes. Right then. Right. What did the doctor throw in the guard's face while escaping from his cell?
The water.
Right. Thank Score you. Update. What is that? What's going on?
News.
Something in the news. What's happened? See, any more celebrities have died, really. Fortunately not. There's some train crash in Germany.
Oh.
Right. Well, in last place with a 40...
Not fortunate for the people in
yeah,
the train
I know,
crash.
No,
no. Do I say fortunately?
Yes. That's why I said for them. It's all
sorry,
right, Adam. Don't worry.
No,
right. I know.
I've got loads of things going on all at the same time.
No, don't worry. We knew you didn't mean it like that. Don't worry.
And last place with 14 points is me. In third place with 17 points, it's Kirby. In second place with 19 points is Mel. In the lead with 21 points, it's Debbie. What's that noise?
Magic.
Magic, shut up.
Now he's there. This is you rubbing against the table.
Was it me?
Table,
it right, yeah, so Mary, yes. Yeah, so Mary's question is, if I can find it on this list. Ah, right. What was Hensel's last words?
Oh
no, it's not a word, is it?
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't know.
Anybody?
No.
Excellent. Ooh, his last words were, I will not be intimidated. Right, Kirby.
Master.
How did the doctor earn more time for them?
Oh, I think I know.
I don't know.
Go on then, Debbie.
Doesn't he get Quinn to go and tell Bragan to get Bragan's guards into the city?
No, he suggests a diversion.
That is the diversion.
Yes, that's, you're being over elaborate with the diversion, answer there. Yes. But it's not the answer in my list. I'm sorry. Simple. I'm not going to write a whole script down, not unless I really have to. Whose question was that one?
That was me.
Mine.
Oh, that was Kirby.
Right, this is Debbie's question then.
Okay.
How does the doctor prefer to remove power cables? Dear.
I don't know.
Almost time for another jingle. Don't you? Okay, that's your answer. Well done. Anybody?
No.
Excellent.
What
the answer is his way. He likes to move power cables his way.
Yeah.
Right, so with three questions left. The scores are at the moment in last place with 19 points. It's Mary. In third place. In last place with 17 points, it's Kirby. Huh? In third place with 19 points, it's Mary. In second place with 20 points, it's me. And in the lead with 21 points, it's Debbie. Right.
Of course.
Mary's question. Oh dear. What were Lesterson's last words?
I don't know.
Yes, I know.
Excellent. Did you say you know there, Debbie?
Did Kirby say it before me?
I think he did. I didn't hear what he said. Oh, right, go on, that's you then, Deb.
I am your servant. No, it's not. I gave you life.
No, so I have to put your first answer on that one. Yes, it was I gave you life.
Yes.
Try to say the proper answer
first. I just turn the page. Yeah, I've gone pink again.
Right,
I
Kirby.
Go cross.
Kirby. Master. Who killed? They do some of the chase.
He does. I don't think Adam realises just how my pale skin reacts to everything.
No, it's very pretty. Now we've gotten pink again.
Oh, stop it! Oh God, it's a bane of my life.
What, being going pink or being
yeah,
pretty?
Just going pink.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Everyone's like, "Oh, Debbie's reacted
to
that."
They do that on. On the chase, though, you've got to say the first answer. It's got to be the first answer, sorry.
Yeah, no.
Got to have some rules, especially
yeah, no,
if it means I'm going to get points at the end.
Oh, shut up.
Kirby.
Master.
Who killed Bragan?
Ooh.
Quinn.
No.
I'm liking this
I
bit.
Know.
Go on in, Debbie.
Velma.
Oh.
Last question. And it all hangs on this. And it goes to Debbie. Mm-mm. What was the Doctor worrying about as they left the colony?
I know. It was my quote.
Yeah, it doesn't want.
Well, you're not supposed to say it is your quote because she's going to remember that.
I've got
it.
I've got it written down. Yeah, they better get out there before they send them the bill. I've got it written down.
He's not very good at this game.
To my quote several times.
Really, not very good at this game at all. Right.
So I knew she would.
Talk amongst yourselves while I work out what the point.
I've got to go in a minute. Unfortunately, got to go to work.
I've got to go down and.
Oh,
toast
give
the
us a start. Stop it. Put me under pressure.
Dun 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 dun. Dun.
Yeah, and I've got to go and get ready for work.
Don't put me under pressure.
I get to listen to the podcast though when I'm in the.
I'm not
going to
publish it that blooming quick.
No, I know, but the
really?
Previous ones, catch up
no,
ones, different
like
podcasts. I happen to listen to a certain podcast by Mary and Matthew.
Traitor.
And I listen.
Right then, final scores are.
To Nicole.
Final scores are. In last place with 24 points, it's Debbie. No, sorry, in me. Sorry, 23 points. Last place with 23 points is me. Third place, 24 points is Debbie. Second place with 34 points, it's Kirby. But the winner this week with 38 points, it's Mary.
Wow.
How did I get 38 points?
Because you double if you guess the winner, don't you?
That's right.
And I was so close. Kirby was doing quite well.
Look how close it was between us, look.
Let down at the last minute, though. So you would have won.
Yeah, if I'd thrown it, but I didn't want to throw it.
You will do that every week. It's a gross error. How long you got?
I've got 5 minutes.
Oh, that's the hell. Move on then.
Don't forget to mention the war. We should have Mary tell us who our sponsors are.
Not yet. Got news first. Oh no, there's not much. No, there's no news. No, there's nothing.
Not much, actually,
no.
Is there?
Nothing. Right, we'll leave news. Mary, got to talk about sponsors then. God, this is a real rush.
Okay, sponsors. Whowon.co.uk.
Is it whowon.co.uk?
Whowon.co.uk.
That's how you spell it.
Actually, there was a bit of news.
Well, what?
What did we miss?
Stephen Moffat's OBE.
Oh, yeah, we got there. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yes. Well, and our
other
sponsor is
Lavazzi. Hang on, we haven't done Who Won yet. They've got some stuff for sale. Right, then, Lavazzi.
Who won? I've got Space Museum Month CD.
That's an audio book, by the way.
I know. And DWM 496.
Which you can buy from them instead of waiting ages for it to turn up in the United States.
State of Decay.
No, you forgot about Forgotten Lives.
Yeah, Forgotten Lives is out. That's Torchwood. And then you've got State of Decay, and that's where we got to.
Items for sale at Who Won. I would suggest if you live in America, buy a Doctor Who magazine from there because you get a blooming sight. Quicker, Lavazzi, apparently. Stop making noises, Star.
She's making sure the carpet's just right.
Yeah, she's a twit.
And the most recent episode of Stories from the Vortex, which should come out this week, is about the Torchwood.
There's lots of podcast pluggings going on. There's illiterate podcasts.
Illiterate podcasts?
That's
not the
word.
Sorry.
I'm not illiterate. That's a wrong word. I mean illegitimate. No, what's the word?
Illegitimate. Illegal.
Doctor Who scarves.
Doctor Who scarves, lovely.
Doctor Who sweaters and jumpers.
Nice.
Ooh, I like that one. Oh, I like that one too. So I can't decide which one to wear. So I'm wearing both.
So you're wearing both today, yeah.
I do that every day, when it's blooming cold, anyway. Umbrellas! Everything apart from the Seventh Doctor's one, which I have in the corner there. TARDIS umbrellas.
I'm going to have to get the TARDIS umbrella, the first one.
I think that's brilliant. Just the sort of mock-up of the Fourth Doctor's scarf.
Do you know what? I'd wear that.
Tie, would you?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. We also have audible.co.uk.
audible.co.uk/20MB.
Yes.
I remembered that now. Look.
Yes. If you go to what Debbie just said, you can get yourself a free audio book just for doing their 1 month free trial.
I'm still trying to decide what to have.
So am I.
Mm, I keep looking through them.
I don't know if I can
because I've already done it
a while back.
Right.
But they'll probably my email address will probably still be on file. But I could try the old new email address, couldn't I? Yeah.
I'd like to have them.
Maybe when I fly up to Newcastle.
I don't know what I'm going to have though.
Yeah, but yeah.
They've got all the Harry Potters there.
I've always wanted to listen to all the Harry Potter ones.
I've got some of them on.
There's a new one, 12th Doctor novel coming out.
Mm.
Looks like it's going to be quite good. So maybe when that
the one story where
he's gone all Kirby. I mean,
they use the Polyjuice potion and have lots of Harry Potters. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, has someone woken up in your house and started using Tinternet? Yeah,
probably.
Oh yes, and I'm going to the Dimensions convention. Mm-hmm. I have to keep mentioning this because I want people to join me up there.
Well, I'd like to, but we'll see what happens money-wise.
Mm.
But I'm going to the Comic-Con in Brighton with my nephew. So
priorities.
Well, it's only £30 a ticket.
Yeah, well, the Dimensions tickets aren't that expensive.
No,
you don't
I
buy
know.
The one
I'm
I've
going
got.
To, no, I know. I'm going to hopefully get one and get up there. So, yeah, that'd be good.
Yes.
But I promised my nephew, who's hopefully not listening.
not very likely. But.
No, that I'm going to take him up there. So, yeah.
Yeah, right. That's about it, really. Next week, I'll probably be recording again. Actually, no, we could be Sunday next week, isn't it? Because I think I'm free Sunday. Let's just check my calendar.
I thought we decided on Monday.
Where are we? Did we? I'm available on Sunday.
Oh,
it's the following
Sunday.
The following Sunday, I'm not.
Well, we could do this Sunday. It's Valentine's
but
Day.
But it's Monday. It says
important.
Monday there, look.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I think I did Monday because I'm on holiday.
Why wouldn't that be available?
For what?
Sunday.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
why,
Kirby's
then.
Not available until...
So
yes,
we're doing
yeah,
it Monday.
Doing it Monday
the 15th of February, so you're available for that one.
I am, but I have to do it from home because I have Isla.
That's what she said, but I'm wondering if you're available for the podcast.
I'm available for the podcast, yeah. Might have to make Play-Doh.
Yes.
Even though yesterday was the actual Chinese New Year, you're a monkey, we celebrate this weekend down in Atlanta's Chinatown.
Okay.
And we're doing that on Sunday.
Okay.
Cool.
It's just
because they do the celebration both Saturday and Sunday, but we're getting a new oven delivered on Saturday.
Well, it's just where your internet's failing now because it's probably a good time to do so. yeah, so...
Monday.
I'm
Monday.
Suggesting
Monday.
Think in your mind the possibility of actually recording the show at Castle Melrose.
That would be a good idea.
So we'll think about that. Just remind me a bit nearer the time.
Yeah. Ooh, that would
be
good.
Like
Isla would be very interested, yes. No, it would just be me and Isla there because Tom's at work as well, so it's like...
Right, so possible Castle Melrose recording, which means I might have to dub on the sound effects of the wrong questions.
Well, we could
afterwards.
Make them, couldn't we?
No. I have the means to dub things on there.
So Monday,
the 15th of February.
This is me groaning.
Sorry, Mary, but the things will return to Sundays on the 28th. So there'll be we'll have to fit another one midweek because I've got a bowling night with work on the 21st. That should be quite competitive.
Right,
there's a bowling alley on the Isle of Wight.
Yeah,
must
just
be right
around the corner in Ryde.
Mm. It must be right around the corner.
Yeah, it's irrelevant, though. I'm not going to do a podcast on it.
See you next week.
So you have to stop all the traffic to do the bowling.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've
magic. Magic. Get in. Bye. No, you shut up. Right, yeah, sorry.
I've got to go, too. So, goodbye, fancy pants.
Okay, goodbye. That's very abrupt. Bye.
Well, and I have to go also. Bye-bye.
Bye, thank you. I'm going to make a cup of tea now.
Come with me.
I can't. I'm going to listen to the 20 Megabyte podcast.
You come with me.
Me come with you?
Yes.
Me come with you. Sente.
Isabella Pearson.
Hi.
And she doesn't quite know what we're going to talk about, which is quite funny considering this is a Doctor Who podcast.
No, I said, I know it's Doctor Who, but what? Speak of Doctor Who.
No, you have actually watched some Doctor Who recently.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Why do we always have to have creaky chairs on this show? As they move in a bit. Yes, you watched the End of Time Part 2.
Did I?
Yes.
I don't remember.
It was only last week.
Yeah, after a week I forget things.
I'll give you a clue. The 10th Doctor regenerated at the end of the episode. And there was a... And the Master saved the Doctor. Come on.
No, I still don't remember.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll have to move on to another subject then, won't we?
Yeah.
No, right, okay. I'm quite interested. No, never asked you this question before. I'm a bit disappointed you can't remember End of Time.
I only remember a little bit.
You don't obviously remember any of it, but there you go.
I do remember that I've not the Time Lord. Master, said the Doctor.
Only because I just told you.
And I know that he visited every assistant.
Oh, you remember that bit, yes.
Yeah. And, well, you were actually surprised that I remembered everyone.
I was surprised that you remembered Martha.
Yeah, of course I remember Martha.
And obviously I knew you'd remember Sarah Jane and...
Mickey.
I didn't know you'd remember Mickey.
I remember Mickey.
Well, you couldn't remember them because you watched Sarah Jane Adventures.
Of course I watched it. I love Sarah Jane Adventures. I'm mostly a huge fan of that.
You're what?
I'm mostly a huge fan of Sarah Jane Adventures.
Yeah, so have you seen the Sarah Jane Adventures episodes that feature the Doctor?
Yeah.
Have you? Go on then, tell me which ones they are then.
The End of Time.
No, that's Doctor Who, Deb.
Oh, right, yeah. The Death of the Doctor and The Wedding of Sarah Jane.
Wasn't there another one?
No, that's it.
I thought the Doctor, 10th Doctor, appeared in two stories.
Yeah, that was part two and part one.
No, also, stories.
The Wedding of Sarah Jane.
Really?
Well, yeah.
I might have to investigate this. I had it in my mind that he appeared... the 10th Doctor appeared in two Sarah Jane Adventures stories. Okay. Sarah Jane Adventure episodes. There we
are. Love Sarah Jane.
Here we go, right.
She's so fabulous.
Is she now?
Yeah.
I wonder if that'll give me the information I need. Right. Oh, what's he doing?
What are you doing?
It's all over the place. Right, so, Man Who Never Was. These aren't in order, are they?
No.
Goodbye, Sarah Jane Smith. That's a really good one, then. Have you seen Goodbye, Sarah Jane Smith?
No, that's
the one where...
That's the only one I haven't seen.
Oh, don't be absurd. You said you watched all of them, and suddenly one of the best ones is the only one you haven't seen. That's the one where she's a child.
Yeah.
And someone gets saved, doesn't it? Her best friend gets saved instead of her in that accident on the pier at Penarth. And so her friend, she doesn't exist. Because the trickster has something to do with it, I think.
Oh, come on, that was ages ago.
You said you hadn't heard that one.
That's not the Goodbye, Sarah Jane Smith.
Isn't it?
No!
No, let's have a look. Goodbye, Sarah Jane Smith. Where is it?
Goodbye, Sarah Jane. It's the last one.
Yeah, Sarah Jane's gone for good and a new regime begins. Yes, it is. Because that's the one that's got Paul McCartney's ex-girlfriend in it. Jane Asher. See, I know a bit about Sarah Jane Adventures. Thank you. Oh, yes, I'm right, aren't I?
Oh, yeah, I have watched that one.
Oh, you have watched that one.
But the thing is, though, it wasn't called that.
What was it called?
I forgot.
Yeah, you might be right, actually, because she's not listed in the cast. Maybe I'm getting confused.
Yes, and I think I know more about Sarah Jane.
Maybe there is only two stories of each of the Doctor. Well, I thought there was. Maybe the listeners might be able to write in
the
correctness.
He was in part two of that.
Part two, only part two.
Yeah, only part two.
He was in part one.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
He's in part two.
Part one and part two. He was only in part two, essentially, of The Wedding of Sarah Jane Smith.
Well, he joined part one, then part two, so that's basically one story, and then he did only part two.
I think you'll find he did part one, because Joe Grant was in The Death of the Doctor.
Yeah.
It was the 11th Doctor.
Yeah, but then after that, he spotted some at the end, and they were all shocked, but then the next part... That's when the Doctor joined.
That's not how I remember it. I remember him being in both.
He wasn't.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I watched Sarah Jane many times.
If anybody knows of any other Sarah Jane adventure stories that featured the Doctor, let us know at 20mb.feedback@gmail.com. Don't worry, they won't bother sending any feedback into this sort of a show. Nobody's interested in you, Isabella. Are they listeners? Nobody wants to write in feedback relating to Isabella being in the show, do they, Isabella? When Alicia used to be on the show, we used to get it left, right and centre. Don't get upset. I'm only pulling you left. Now, Alicia didn't used to cry when I was trying to tease her on the show.
Dad.
Yes?
Does this look like tears in their eyes?
Yes.
How dare you?
Quite easily. What I do is I summon up the... Right, so Sarah Jane's Adventures is slightly off the track there, because I was trying to talk about Doctor Who. And specifically, I'll tell you a little bit about you, your history with Doctor Who. Not too much, because it could get a bit boring. Later on. But what are your earliest memories of anything to do with Doctor Who? The dog wants to come in. This podcast is forever being interrupted by dogs. Right, sit that down. Yeah. So, yes, what is your earliest memories of Doctor Who? What I'm asking you a memory question for when you haven't got any memory?
Correct answer.
It's a bit annoying, really, because this is what I used to get with Alicia when we first started the show. Well, I used to say, right, Alicia, what can you remember? Because you watched every episode of the classic era, apart from the ones that we haven't.
I haven't watched the classic era, but I remembered a few episodes.
So fill in with that box, please. You remembered a few episodes. Go on, then, but that's not what I'm trying to...
I do remember the Day of the Doctor. I do like that one.
The Day of the Doctor?
Okay. The Time of the Doctor?
Okay. The Time of the Doctor, that's the Christmas special.
That's still an episode.
Yeah.
Basically,
you were born at St Mary's Hospital in June 2006, right? In the time you were still in hospital, we watched Doctor Who in your mum's room, and the episode we watched was either the Satan Pit or the Impossible Planet. And that story was on just after you were born. So, have you ever watched that story?
No.
It'd be interesting for you to see that one, wouldn't it? Which is basically your birth story. I want to verify that, because my memory's like yours. It's a bit Swiss cheesy. Impossible Planet. Oop, pressed the wrong button. It's a bit annoying. You know, when you ask somebody, what are your earliest memories of Doctor Who? Alright, you asked me that question.
What's your earliest memories of Doctor Who?
My earliest memories of Doctor Who are being when I was in the babies class at primary school. You have to lean forward, the microphone's here, not back in the other side of the... It's like having a leash on the show, isn't it? We had a Holy Cross primary school. The baby's class was upstairs, and the rest of the school was downstairs. But the baby's class was upstairs. You had a flight of stairs, and then you had the class, and there was a door, and then a patio roof playground. So when it was break time, all the babies, which is basically the 4 and 5 year olds, would go onto that playground. And what we used to play was, some of us would be Daleks and some of us would be doctors. So we used to go around the thing doing this with our arms and going, exterminate. So that's my earliest memory of the Doctor Who. But knowing the fact that I knew what a Dalek was meant that the story that was on that we were watching at the time would have been Day of the Daleks, which is around about 1971, 1972 mark. So that's my earliest actual memories of Doctor Who. But when the three doctors came on, I recognised Patrick Troughton as the Doctor. And that was 1973. So that must mean, even though I couldn't remember any episodes, but I had seen Doctor Who in the 60s and remembered Patrick Troughton. So that means obviously it's been something in my mind for a very, very long time. You see, and that's me. I'm very, very young. I've gone earlier than the age of 5. Now, you being 9, I'm surprised with where this house is so sort of... It got Doctor Who embroidered even into the furniture, that you have a little memory of things, and especially going back to the fact that you've been on this show since you were 3.
Have I?
Yes. You invented a catchphrase called Amy fell down to the ground.
Yeah, I remember that.
And you also inspired the invention of a computer game in which you have to find where Colin Baker is, because we put all the Doctor Who figures into a bag.
Yeah.
And you put your hand in, pulled one out, and said what it was, and whether it be...
It was a doctor.
Or whether it was a monster. Right? So that's basically what the game was. Now, if you did it now, you'd just put out and say, doctor, doctor, doctor. Whether you'd be able to know which one is which.
Doctor.
Yeah, whether you'd know which one was which or not. At that
I
stage,
even know which one was
there was only 11 figures. There's 13 up there now.
Yeah, because of the war doctor and the 12th doctor.
Yes. Sort of. So that's what surprised me, that you have very little memory of Doctor Who, considering that it's sort of more or less in your lifestyle. And I know that when you get to Alicia's age, you want to steer far away from it as possible. But I thought we might as well take advantage of this.
How do you know?
Because I've been a teenager myself. Right. So, taking advantage of the situation, you're not going to watch every episode, because when me and Alicia used to do it, it used to be at bedtime, I used to go into a room, instead of reading a story, she'd watch an episode of Doctor Who. That way we got through all the stories. But you are of an age that if something's on the telly, you pick up your iPhone or your iPod and you start playing on it, and it's not possible for you to watch something you're not particularly interested in for a long period of time. So, you know what I mean? Alicia used to fall asleep while watching the episode sometimes anyway, especially, there are some boring episodes of Doctor Who. So even though I originally planned that when you hit the age of 8, which is when Alicia started watching it, that you would watch every episode, it's not going to be possible to do that, because cornering you to watch...
I just can't watch them late at night.
You can't watch them at any time, because you don't really want to. Alicia wanted to watch them at the time.
I want to.
Then she got contaminated by Levi.
I want to, but it's just... I can't.
You don't have to watch them late at night. I don't think you can watch them at all, because I don't think you find them interesting enough to watch them. Not the early ones, maybe the newer series, but I'm talking about the classic Doctor Who, really old stuff. I don't think you'd... if you actually come up to me and say, Dad, I'd like to watch every episode of Doctor Who from the beginning, then fine. But we'll wait until that day happens, maybe when you're a bit older. Yeah, okay. So, I might have to do it anyway, because when the journey comes to an end, whether that might spell the end of this podcast. But it may not do if you come on board and we redo the journey for you. Yep. So, the original question was, what's your earliest memory of Doctor Who? That fell by the wayside somewhere along the line, didn't it?
Mm.
Yes? Right. So let's have a look at Doctor Who news.
I do remember something that me and my friends used to do at school. So what we used to do, we called it a game called Creepypasta Chase. It was sort of like Doctor Who, because... the person that's basically the monster got to choose who they wanted to be, or the monster. So, like, say if it was a Zygon, right? And then the rest of us would be the doctor. I would be, and if it was a girl, you'd be the assistant. I was the assistant. I was the assistant, like usual. And what they had to do, and the Zygon or any other monster had to chase the assistant or the doctor, and scratch them 3 times, they would be down.
What happens if you scratch them 3 times?
If you scratch them 3 times, the doctor or the assistant would be down for at least 10 seconds. If no one revives them in 10 seconds, they would turn into the Zygon or any other monster. It's quite fun.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Who invented this game?
Luke, my boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
But now we're not allowed to play it anymore.
Why is this?
Just so unfair.
Why are you not allowed to play it with?
I don't know.
Is there any violence involved in the game?
No.
Right. Okay. That's
we only use screwdrivers.
What? These?
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on then.
Yeah.
Should really get you a River Song screwdriver, even though you're not interested in Doctor Who. By the way, talking of Doctor Who, do you know where I'm going in October?
You're going to the Doctor Who Festival?
No, that's not on for another year or so. No, I'm going to...
Dimension.
Yes. I'm going to... when it loads up...
A Dimension, I got it right.
Yeah, the microphone's there.
I got it right.
Oh, there it is. This is the one. Right, so... this is where I'm going. It's
Doctor Who Dimensions 2016.
Yes. Oh, I've got an idea. All right, go on. Yeah. And what's it say? Too close to the microphone.
Guest announced so far: Colin Baker, Derek Martin, Peter Purves, Annette.
Peter Purves.
pervs.
Not pervs.
I called it perv.
Pervis. Pervs, okay. Is not very nice.
Enoch.
Annika, that is.
Annika. Yes. Willett.
Wills.
Wills.
I'll do the whole thing.
And Elliot Chapman.
Right, we'll go on to the actual page. These are the actual guests. Now can you read them? Who's this?
Colin Baker.
Who's this?
Sylvester McCoy.
Who's this?
Peter Purvis.
Who's this? Annika.
Wills.
Sharon Deuce.
Elliot Chapman. Fraser Hines. Derek Martin. And Michael Cochran.
Cochran. Yes. And it's then the 9th of October. Copthorne Hotel, Newcastle. Oh, you're supposed to say that bit. And I'm going, so I'm trying to sort of encourage British or American listeners to the show to come to it, and then we can meet up and have a chinwag about Doctor Who and maybe appear on the show, because I will be recording. Guests. Don't worry about it. You don't get to meet them. So there's those little offers. You can get by a celebrity meal, which I'm thinking of getting my mum to get me for my 50th birthday. You can also, with my ticket, you can meet all the guests anyway, privately. Yeah, we can brush your teeth in a minute. So that's Dimensions, yes. Right, Doctor Who news. We have, to celebrate the return of Alex Kingston's popular character to the recent Christmas special, the BBC Books will be publishing The Legends of Song, a collection of stories from River Song's diary, and the first full-length book to feature River to be published by BBC Books. That sounds good, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I hope they release a audio version of that. Who's let one go?
Not me.
Magic. Lethbridge Stewart arrives on audio. Candy Bar Books and Phantom Films have announced a partnership.
Candy Jar.
Well done. Just seeing if you're reading it. A partnership to release the first four adventures of Lethbridge Stewart as audiobooks.
Mm.
Ooh, that sounds good. So that'd be Forgotten Son, The Schizoid Earth, Beast of Fangrock,
and Mutually Assured Domination. Jinx, touch wood.
Well, I'm touching wood. Doctor Who magazine 496 is coming out soon. That's funny, their 500th magazine may come out the same time as our...
And has the war doctor John Hurt, the French cover.
Yes, it does. What's happened to Stephen Moffat?
Receives his OBE.
Yes, so Doctor Who executive producer Stephen Moffat has been presented with his OBE for services to drama. Well, services to Doctor Who, really. So that concludes news.
And also... Chevy Orange.
No, I'm not going to do that. It's Alzheimer's research.
Orange. I hate oranges.
Do you? Why?
Yeah, I just do.
What about Satsumas?
Never tried one.
Okay. If you join the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast Facebook group, she's going to brush her teeth in a moment.
I've already answered that.
What do you think of Emma Watson possibly being the next Doctor? I think it's daft. She's a Hollywood superstar. She's not going to be in Doctor Who. What do you think?
I would say it would be quite good for a woman to play the Doctor.
Why do you think that? Why?
Because I think a woman would be quite funny as well.
I'm not sure you'll get half.
She'd be fabulous.
You get half of the Doctor Who fans turning off. I wouldn't care, of course. I wouldn't be happy with it.
Billy Kirkbright likes my compliment.
Compliment. All right, let's read to the compliments, shall we? Right, then the comments are, without dressing, this is Billy Kirkbright posting this. Without dissing other opinions on the matter, just personally, no thanks. This is about Emma Watson being the Doctor. Craig M. Hansen, it might be interesting to have a female Doctor in a one-off. Yes, true. Alternative universe type story. But I doubt there would be a female Doctor on TV for the foreseeable future. Probably not now Chris Chibnall has become the showrunner, because it was definitely a Moffat thing to have female Time Lords that used to be male and vice versa. I'm pretty much certain there will be a female Doctor in the long term. Maybe another 50 years, but probably a lot sooner. The groundwork has been laid, so the kids of today won't bat an eyelid. Probably not, but the fans who are older will.
Kirby says, here's another article that entertains the idea that the first female Doctor should be Catherine Tate.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to play that one. Robert Haynes said no.
Yeah.
Kieran Nelson, female Doctor Who? I hear he's called the Doctor. He'd still be called the Doctor, even if he's a woman.
Yeah, I said maybe it would be good if there was a woman to play the Doctor. Robert Haynes said, like you as a alive, but thanks. And he liked my more compliment, comments. And he liked it as well. And he said, "I wonder what your dad would."
Well, if I said if I, the only woman I would accept, would be quite happy if you played the doctor, because obviously lots of money would come into the family. Wouldn't it?
I put.
I think he would not agree with me. He thinks women are weak. Only on the
Ninja Warrior
UK, because they make the challenges too hard
but
for women.
Still, I want to hear him say that on the podcast as well and sit back with popcorn.
And yeah, okay. Well, there you go. That's Isabella's contribution to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast Facebook group, which you can join. And I said this was a fairly short episode this week. We'll be recording on Tuesday for the normal show. Haven't got time to do any of the other items like eBay because you need to go and brush your teeth. Thanks for listening to the show. Back to normal soon. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Services.co.uk production and is a proud member of the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance. The 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast is sponsored by whoone.co.uk, lavazi.co.uk and audible.com. Doctor Who is a trademark of the BBC. No copyright infringement intended.